I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra news. The Bishop Union High School track and field team turned in an outstanding performance in HDL dual competition this week, with both the boys and girls teams earning convincing victories over Boron and Desert. The Bishop boys defeated Boron 87-25 and Desert 94-13, while the Bishop girls also had a strong showing, defeating Boron 89-21 and Desert 81-52. On Saturday, March 28th at 9 a.m., the Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors will hold a special meeting at 501 East Locust Street in Lone Pine. Teleconference number will be available. The agenda is also available online at sihd.org. The district encourages citizens to attend board meetings to stay updated on important community issues. Committed to preserving the health and beauty of local lakes and rivers, earlier this month, the Mono County Board of Supervisors adopted a critical ordinance establishing a mandatory water vessel inspection program. The proactive measure aims to prevent the introduction of the highly destructive non-native golden mussel in Mono County waterways. First detected in California in late 2024, golden mussel has spread rapidly across the state. Unlike other invasive mussel species, golden mussels can survive in a wide range of temperatures and extreme alpine environments, meaning they pose a severe and imminent threat to the Eastern Sierra's aquatic ecosystem, world-class fisheries, and local economy. Key components of the new ordinance: mandatory inspections and inspection and decontamination program targeting trailered watercraft is now legally required for water vessels prior to launching in Mono County water bodies. Decontamination: vehicles found to be at risk will be required to undergo a decontamination process to ensure no invasive species are transferred into local drainages. Regional collaboration: this action aligns Mono County with an interagency regional effort led by California Department of Fish and Wildlife to create a united, consistent defense against the golden mussel across the Eastern Sierra. The ordinance will officially go into effect April 9th, 2026, just ahead of the busy spring and summer boating and fishing seasons. Really, really, really easy to keep this mussel under control. You just need to practice clean, drain, and dry. It's really that easy, guys. We have been, as Sierra Wave Media, a part of the online meetings and process of the golden mussel since we introduced it to the public back in January with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Well, Senator Marie Alvarado Gill today celebrated the unanimous passage of Senate Resolution 89, which officially recognizes March 17, 2026 as Profound Autism Day in California. This recognition is long overdue, said Senator Alvarado Gill. I am committed to increasing research, expanding specialized services, and ensuring that every California living with profound autism is treated with dignity and the support they deserve. The Sorocos family, who is a part of this process, says we are extremely thankful to Senator Alvarado Gill for recognizing the need for continued services and programs for special needs adults and for taking the time to listen to families like ours. We look forward to great changes that will come from our state Senate. Well, looking forward to the new incoming impacts from Caltrans. There are none. Congratulations, just the ongoing ones. Check out our website for what is happening still in and around Inyo Mono County. What's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Well, They Will Kill You. 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb, rated R, 2 hours long. A woman answers a cryptic ad for a housekeeping job at a luxurious yet foreboding New York high-rise. Upon arrival, she discovers residents have vanished without a trace. For decades, fueling whispers of a satanic cult lurking in the shadows. Staying over for a few more days is Project Hail Mary, rated PG-13, 2 hours and 35 minutes, and has an outstanding rating of 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb. Science teacher Ryland Grace wakes up on a spaceship with no recollection of who he is or how he got there. As his memory slowly returns, he soon discovers he must solve the riddle behind a mysterious substance that is causing the sun to die out. As details of the mission unravel, he calls on his scientific training and sheer ingenuity, but he may not have to do this alone. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for tuning in.